Well, we're the morning show that covers Cleveland, and we're excited to talk to Kristen here, and actually right now.
Yeah, because, oh my goodness, the crafts, the things that she does to her home are absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. So, Kristen, for those people that don't know about you, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm just a mom. I stay home with my kids, and we moved to Medina, which is a beautiful city, but I hated the house. And I decided to make it into a house that I love, even though it wasn't my dream home.
Today, we want to talk to you on a Makeover Monday about a simple project, budget-friendly, that we can do, too.
Yeah, because, you know, daylight savings. We're thinking spring, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
let's bring some green into our life. So I made this succulent letter, and it is beautiful, and it follows my three F's, my rule of three F's, which is frugal, fast, and freaking awesome.
Tell us about the succulent letter.
If you go to the craft store or, usually any craft store, they have those 3D paper mache letters. Have you seen them?
Oh, yes. I painted some and stuck them on my son's wall. They are not nearly as fancy as this.
Okay, well, I took that. I cut off the top layer because it's paper mache. So I just took a box cutter and cut the top off. But you want to go to your local greenhouse because, believe it or not, the prices are going to be better. Yeah.
Wait a minute. These are real succulents in here? These aren't faux flowers?
No, those are real.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The reason succulents are so popular right now is because they're so hard to kill.
So what do you do? So then you put a liner in there, right? You put a plastic liner in and you just
plop
down the succulents?
But it doesn't have to be fancy plastic. You can use a trash bag. You can use your bag to get from the grocery store. It doesn't have to be fancy.
Kristen, what's your blog? How do people find you?
So you can find me at Perfectly De-Stress. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And then you can find me at perfectlydestress.com.